Oh, what follows is going to be a collection of commentary from the internet, from the social media.
I am an anti-Zionist Jew. Israel says it's the state for Jews. Well, let's start with the fact that, one, not all Jews live there, and two, the majority of its citizens are not Jewish. I used to be a two-state solution. That was always my thing. I believe it's impossible now. I believe there has to be a one state for all of its people, with equal rights, period. But I've been there. It's an apartheid system. I was allowed to use one road, but other people weren't. I was allowed to have water, why other people weren't. Not right. The time I was there was in 2017. I went to El Khalil, which everyone else calls Hebron. I refuse to call it that. I was in Ramallah. I went to Kalandia, to the Kalandia checkpoint. I see what happens. I went to the Waldorf Hotel. This has been a lifelong resistance for me. It's something that I chose to do since I was 16 years old when I saw this cannot be. So, yes, I know the intricacies. And when people say it's complicated and, oh, don't get involved, it's too challenging. No, it's not. It's very easy. It's very simple. You don't have to go. You don't have to go to Nablus the way I did. You don't have to go to Qatar the way that I did. I wasn't allowed into Gaza, so I didn't go, but in those areas, it was, I mean, Hebron, my God, Al Khalil, it was crazy, ludicrous. It was insane. I mean, how can our tax dollars pay for this?